Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, the Bennett Automotive Group, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Brunswick Adventures, Marshland Credit Union, and by Jessup Furniture. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Jason. Glad to do it.
Coach, another win. And so, congratulations. That win puts us back over 500, third win in a row. Talk a little bit about your kids' effort, how you feel moving forward.
Well, you know, certainly feel better than I did 3 weeks ago. But we seem to be playing better. And that's been our focus, is we just want to get a little bit better each week. And we got Atlantic Coast coming up and an off week, and then we start region play. And that's the only thing that matters, really, is how you do in the region and, how you can set yourself up for the playoffs and a good playoff run. So, I felt like the other night we were kind of clicking in all three phases of the game early, and, it's a good sign. I think we're maturing a little bit, growing up a little bit, and, we're not perfect. We got a lot to work on, but I like where we're at right now.
So let's talk a little bit about that Somerset game. We got off the start with a bang. We block a kick. Shamarion Gibbs blocks the kick, has it bounce right back to him, and steps in the end zone for a touchdown. A really big play to set the pace, set the tone for the rest of the football game.
It really did. And, we were scared to death of their offense and felt like that, like I said last week, anybody completes 71% of their passes, even if it's out there on air, they got to be pretty dang good. And they had scored 60 points the week before, and so I felt like it was important. In fact, I almost took the ball instead of deferring and kicking off like we normally do, because I was concerned, about them getting a big play on us early and getting momentum and stuff. But we kicked off, and Gabe got us a good kickoff, and we got them. I think we tackled them down deep, that right there. And we had worked all week. They had only punted three times in four games. But of those three punts, it had one blocked, it had one high snap, one low snap. And so we knew they had issues there if we could get them to punt. And so we worked really hard on it. And sure enough, they punt, snaps a little slow, and Shamarion came and blocked it, and it bounced right to him right in the end zone for a touchdown. And then they go three and out again. And they try to fake a punt instead of kick it this time. And, it's not something we had seen on film, but our kids reacted really well to it. And we stopped the fake punt and got the ball again. And, the very first offensive play, we score, and we're up 14-0, before everybody's gotten, sitting down real good. So getting off to that kind of start against them after, they came up on Thursday, they had a long trip, and it just kind of took the wind out of their sails, I think.
We had a good amount of kids that played really well Friday night. Shamarion Gibbs was one. He actually, Lawton and I actually ended up picking him as player of the game. And Jamarley Riddle was another that played well. I think he had two rushing touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe two total touchdowns. That game, I felt like with him, you see with him, like you and I talked about, there's some specialness with him, and you see flashes of that here and there. And I felt like that game, we started to see a little bit more of that start to come out of him.
Well, we saw it this summer, and, he's had a lot on his plate. He's having to play both sides of the ball because of, some injuries on offense, and Shamarion's the same way. His role has increased on offense, again, because of the situation, with some injury we find ourselves in. But both of those kids are special players. And, they have been in rec league and middle school and now for us. But, you know, when you're a junior, it's your first time doing it, and certainly probably your first time having to play both ways that much. You know, it's going to be a little slower development process. But they're starting to get it, and, you know, making fewer mistakes. And, again, very, very special, talented players. And, you know, it's starting to show up, and that's a good thing for the Wildcats.
Eventually, offensive coordinators are going to start throwing the ball at Tyree Young. Eventually, they're going to start making sure that they know where he's at and trying to keep the ball away from him.
Well, Tyree's having a great year. And, you know, he's got great cover skills. He really does. And he's really starting to become a complete player.
Yes,
he actually was our he was our choice for the defensive hit of the week last week. And, you know, so he's turning himself into a complete player. And, yeah, I think now he's got at least four or five interceptions already on the year. And he just seems to have a knack for it.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. By my count, he's got five, but you can never trust my count. So don't
right.
do it.
It's better than mine, I'm sure.
I've been super impressed with the progression of Jaden Daly. It's noticeable from the booth, and we've talked about before, how much stronger he is this year from last year.
Well, he has, you know, his strength and his development, you know, comes a combination of, you know, Coach Matt Mays does a great job with him in the weight room, and, you know, Jaden's upbringing, you know, makes him just really, you know, he's a worker. You know, he doesn't know anything else. He's quiet, hardworking young man, and so, you know, he's had some good coaching in the weight room. He loves it and eats it up. And yes, he is. He's a load to tackle right mm-hmm. now. And he's quick and he's elusive, and he is a good football player. And I thought I saw he was like third in our region in rushing.
Oh, really?
But he's had a whole lot more or a whole lot fewer attempts than a lot of these kids have. So again, when he's rolling, then it makes everything else go well.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, I want to talk a little bit about Gabe Kaysen. Two field goals this past week, consistently kicking the ball in the end zone on kickoffs. I had a conversation with, I believe it was his grandmother and his great-grandmother a couple weeks ago, and I was telling them that there's going to come a point, there's going to come a game, that he's going to win one for us with a kick. And that 40-yarder... 44-yarder that he made, Coach, I'm not sure if that would have been good from 50-plus Friday night.
Well, Gabe's doing a great job. He's just, you know, last year, first time he'd ever kicked a football. you know, and he was playing behind Adonis Coyle, but, you know, you could tell he had some talent, but he worked hard this summer, and he's really, again, he's exceeded our expectations, to be quite honest with you, but he's doing a great job on kickoffs, like you said. He can kick the ball a mile on field goals, and, you know, he kicks the ball off the ground, I mean, just like a college kid. So, yeah, he's a special player. And, you know, again, with kickers, you know, it's like golfers. Sometimes they get in a little funk, they miss one or whatever, but he's really matured in that aspect too. And, you know, so he's doing a great job, and certainly glad he's on our team.
Coach, we're up 45-7 at the half, if I'm not mistaken, and so they elected to go on a running clock in the third quarter. Is that what they decided to do?
Yeah, and, you know, that just it drives me crazy, I guess, you know, because you know, we have so many kids that we'd like to get into the game. And, you know, with the running clock, I looked up the other night, and I think we'd had the ball one time, and they'd had the ball three plays, and, you know, there was like 2 minutes left in the third quarter. You know, and the other part is I, you know, again, I don't know who's responsible for the clock, and I'm not trying to, you know, cast blame on anybody, but it seems like every week you have a running clock, they have a little bit different interpretation of what that means. Mm-hmm. My understanding of a running clock is it's still supposed to stop on timeouts, on injuries, on scores, and on change of possessions. That certainly was not the case Friday night. You know, I think whoever was doing that just interpreted like running clock means we don't shut it off till the game's over, you know. But it hurts us. You know, trying to play, you know, kids, and we're not going to try to run a score up on anybody. That's not our intent. But, you know, you got a lot of kids out there that have played hard. And you know, again, I don't, you know, they play on Thursdays. That's their job. That's their main role. They're JV players in a lot of cases. But a lot of difference between playing on Thursdays, you know, before a couple hundred fans and getting to go in on Friday night before 6,000 or 7,000 fans, you know. So we want to give them that opportunity when we can. But, you know, the flip side of that is they still got to go out there and play. And I was upset with them. I ain't going to lie. On Friday, I was upset with them because, you know, when we started subbing, you know, we couldn't move the ball. All of a sudden, we had to punt. You know, we gave up 2 touchdowns in a hurry. And, you know, again, you know, that's not their fault necessarily. But some of it is because they don't pay enough attention in practice because they don't think they're going to play. Some of it is we don't give them enough attention in practice because we don't think they're going to play. You know? So, again, we talked about it, and, you know, good kids. We just got to get them a little more focused in practice, and they got to start practicing like they're starters instead of, you know, they're only going to be a Thursday player. That way we can get them in the game if you know, we don't have a running clock.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Personally, I loved it. You know, I'm like you. I'm in agreement of trying to get, you know, younger kids in the game when you can. And I was sitting up in the booth and I was watching you get frustrated. I could tell from the booth you were getting frustrated. You were coming out on the field and you were trying to coach these kids. And I loved watching you try and coach them after they made a mistake.
Well, you know, again, they're our future, you know, and we're going to have to play with them next year. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to waste those opportunities. And you know, I don't know any different. I mean, you know, sometimes on Friday nights that you've got their attention more than you do on a Tuesday afternoon, you know. So, again, we've got a lot of really good kids. We really do. And they're great young men. They want to play. And so we're happy when we get that chance. And, you know, it really hurts. It hurts you as a coach when you can't get them all in. So, you know, you might have to walk over there and tell the clock keeper if we ever get in that situation again with a running clock, you might have to go over and explain it to him for me so, so they don't just keep it running continuously like they did the other night.
Coach, a couple of the younger kids that got into the football game that, you know, caught my eye Friday night, the Parks Riendo kid, the quarterback, I believe he's a freshman, and, you know, he carried the ball a couple times, or at least once, and looked great doing it. Did a lot of great fakes around the edge. Looks like he's got some speed. He threw the ball a couple times as well. You know, but as a freshman getting on the field, talk about him a little bit. Is he the next in line at quarterback, or there's some other guys there? They're all kind of competing after Mason.
Well, I would say they're all competing right now. You know, Parks, he showed this summer, you know, the middle school coaches kept telling me that, you know, he was different. He's special. And, you know, gosh, he played both ways at St. Mary's.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he was a safety. He was one great player there. You know, he's just a tough, really good football player. And, you know, but again, in the spring, I saw him, but I didn't think anything. You know, he was just another incoming ninth grader. But over the summer, he kind of started to impress us a lot. And he separated himself a little bit. So, you know, he's just the first one that goes in. But, you know, we've got some other really talented ones too. Jack Braddock has been really improving. And Jack was a great middle school quarterback. And, you know, we think he's got a bright future. Josiah Holland, who's, you know, physically, you know, Josiah's like 6'5", or 6'4", 6'5", and, you know, throws better, and he's really physically improving. They're young kids, and, you know, so they're getting better every day. James Kirkland's another kid that, you know, got a lot of athletic ability, and, you know, all three of those kids are sophomores.
Wow.
You know, and then Ersetz Parks as a freshman, and then, you know, we got a couple of kids in middle school that are really special too. So, you know, that position, you know, we feel pretty good about for the future. And they're good. You know, competition's good for all of them because they're competing daily.
For sure. All right, we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Family fun in the Golden Isles for all ages? Brunswick Adventures, family-friendly indoor play place. Bounce houses for the little ones and a trampoline park for all ages. Locally owned and operated. Don't forget the party rooms for your private events or that special birthday. Brunswick Adventures, 5581 Habersham Street in Brunswick, 912-342-7427 for more information. Or check us out online, brunswickadventures.com. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Adventures and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, we've won three in a row. We've been on a roll. Our defense has been lights out on this three-game stretch. We're even back to the – even with the Columbia and the Brunswick game, the defense has been lights out the whole year. Now we head on – win the homecoming game. Now we head on to Atlantic Coast. Tell me a little bit about what you know about Atlantic Coast.
Well, I know they've been a playoff team the last three or four years. You know, they're a Jacksonville area team, another Florida school, and you don't play anybody from Florida that's not fast and don't have good skill kids. I mean, it just doesn't happen. I've never seen a Florida team on film or in person where you went, nah, those kids can't run. You know, they can all run. Their skill kids are all talented. And they've been, you know, their games have been misleading, and because I've watched them all four on film. And I told our kids, they kind of reminded me of us a little bit last year in that they were playing good teams and they played with them until something went wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And then when something went wrong, all of a sudden they weren't playing as well. You know, they made some mistakes. And I'll give you one example. In one of their games, I mean, they were heading the fourth quarter, and they threw two pick sixes. And, you know, so they're due. Again, using an example I've used with our team, they're a wounded animal right now, and that's the most dangerous type. And we've got to make sure, you know, I think they're well coached, and we've got to make sure they don't get better this week. That's our focus. And so, you know, they've lost to four really good opponents. And I think they're a lot better than people think. And again, when I look at them on film, I mean, again, you know, I don't sit around and try to make up, you know, things when I'm looking at people. I just my interpretation of, when I look at their defensive front, they look as good as anybody we've seen this year. And they've got some secondary kids that can play now that will hit you, that can cover you. And on offense, they've got skill kids, and if you make a mistake, they can go the distance. So, you never know. I mean, when you're 0-4, you never know what you're going to get with somebody because they may respond to it. You know, they're tired of losing, or they may be satisfied with it. I don't know. But they seem like the kind of coaching staff and kids and team that, you know, they're going to get it fixed. We just hope it's not in week 5. Right. They have to wait another week.
You know, that's a really good point about some of the teams they've played. You look at their schedule, and like you mentioned, you know, took a look at their schedule as well. And every team on their schedule from the Northeast Florida area is a very good football team. They're all, you know, when you're up this way, you know, you do hear about teams from the Jacksonville area, and every team that's on their schedule are teams that you've heard of.
Yes. Well, you know, when we played, you know, some of these teams that we've played out of Miami, you know, we didn't know a lot about their competition. And, you know, looking back on it, some of the teams they were playing maybe weren't that good, you know, and we might have overestimated their opponents, I guess you'd say. But I don't think that's true in the Jacksonville teams. I mean, I'll give you an example. We did a padded camp with Mandarin this summer, and that was their last opponent. And Mandarin had a really good football team. And so, you know, that's who they just played. And so, they, you know, they're not going to come up here and go, gosh, Camden is a whole lot bigger than Mandarin, or Camden's a whole lot faster than Mandarin, or anything like that, because we're not. And, you know, they're used to playing people that, you know, going to roll out there and look better at least than we do. So we just have to go out there and play better.
This is the Camden County Coach Show with Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk a little bit about the psyche of the kids after the win, the third straight win. You know, going back to the Brunswick game, we kind of talked about that we felt like that maybe that was a point where we kind of turned the corner, some confidence. Have you seen that confidence now exuding out of your football team over these last 3 weeks?
I have, and I do think, like you said, Brunswick, you know, I knew it that night. I mean, it's the first time I really felt that something had changed, and I think they've shown that. And, you know, the problem now I've got is we can't let them go too far the other way. And I heard a great coach named Wayman Sellers that coached at Athens High before Billy Henderson went there. And he had moved to Cobb County one time, and he said his team was off to a great start. And, you know, there was a newspaper article, and he said, well, I'd rather fight the big head than the dead head. So I feel the same way. You know, I'd rather fight the big head than the dead head. And, you know, our kids right now, they are gaining some confidence. And, you know, but as I keep telling them, our schedule's going to get tougher. It's okay to be confident. Nothing wrong with that. We've been preaching that. But you got to understand that our schedule is going to get tougher. We're going to have to go on the road and play some really good football teams. Our region is very talented, very good, very deep. And so we just got to keep improving. And doesn't matter who we play, our focus has got to be on us getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, any injury news you want to share that or just?
Well, we're still not at full strength. I mean, I won't go any further than that, but you know, the injury bug's got us a little bit here, you know, this year more than I can ever remember, maybe. But you know, so far right now, to my knowledge, we haven't lost anybody for the season. But we've got some kids that, you know, may not play this week and may have to use the off week to try to heal up and stuff like that. But don't know, still early. But, yeah, we're sitting here hoping that we can get some of these guys healed up and get back to us at some point.
Thanks for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For Coach Heron, I'm Jason Bishop signing off, and let's go Cats!